And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to very, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest from you, our great reporter that reports almost every week from offshore, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribune. He's here. He's not on the boat today. No report from the boat today, but reports right here in the studio. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Don't delay and take advantage during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards include up to $500 in dealer credit, and new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection. 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 6th, 2024, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude new 2.5 to 25 four-stroke outboards and dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower toward the MSRP value of goods and services purchased at an authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to the consumer, new 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. Your breath must be, you must be out of breath from that that last commercial.
Yeah, I was talking fast, man.
Exactly. Man, what a, you know, good morning, and going to be a great show and a great day. You always, Pete, you always talk about being here at the World Headquarters and seeing a busy day at the landing.
Okay, yeah, I forgot to in the break to throw up the outside, so let's do that right now.
Yeah, today is a busy day.
You can see the XL in the background, the Royal Star, the American Angler, and there are hundreds of people down at the landing right now.
It's been a while. Yeah. This is like reminiscent of the old days. This is reminiscent of the old Mike working on the XL, big fish tied up to the railing, local news, you know. This is reminiscent of Big Boat, Big Fish 2, you know, like the good old days when there was a huge amount of press and fun going on at the landings waiting to see fish get unloaded. And it's been a little bit. Today's a cool day.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning, guys. Yeah, it's going to be one of those I don't know how relevant I am up here going to be. And once they get that fish weight up, it's going to be quite the talk of the town.
Totally. Sure.
So fill us in, because a lot of listeners may not know about this big fish that was landed on the XL this
week. I don't know if I know the angler. I mean, he looks familiar. I know the guy's name's Earl.
Because you worked on the XL for how many years?
The better part of like 6 years.
Yeah.
And then I filled in on a trip years ago when we when John Petrucci got the 445, and we were just talking about it a little while ago, and I'm sure Justin's excited. You know, two of the biggest sport caught fish ever. He's the man for it.
Just the wheel on both of them.
I think the fish weighed 448 on the boat, and we're very curious. We were all just sitting up here talking about when that fish first came over. I wasn't on that side of the boat. I know Justin, I think Mike Ramirez put that 445 on the boat. I was on the other side. We put a 200-pounder on, and I looked over, and I could literally see the side of the fish over the trash can.
What's crazy to me is a 200-pounder, like the holy grail, the ultimate angling achievement in a big tuna, and you look over, and there's a fish that's literally bigger than two of them.
I after we got it over, I went over and looked at it. They opened the gate. They brought this thing through, and it was just ridiculous how big that fish was. And we're sitting there looking at it, and Justin taped it. I looked at him, and he goes, "No, that's not right." He taped it again. He goes, "Here, you tape it." And he goes, "What'd you come up with?" And it was way closer to 500 pounds than it was 400. And this is something that I'm sure it's nerve-wracking, and Justin knows better than anybody else. What did it lose in the last 5 days?
This fish that's in here now.
Because
they do. They lose weight.
It's been sitting there, you know, as well as the guys take care of the fish now. I think this one was, I'm guessing RSW. I don't know for sure. I don't want to say otherwise, sure. But it went in a well at one weight, and it's going to come out at another weight. That one that we got in 2012, I think the next day, just because of how it works, Justin's gone, we got to pull it. We got to measure this thing again. We taped it, and it was like 7 inches shorter than it started. So, and all of a sudden, he's getting nervous. He goes, "Oh, man, it better go 400. It better go 400. And we pulled it, and then we pulled it the night before the tuna commission came in. One of the individuals came in. He goes, "Man, this is, you know, one of the biggest tuna I've ever seen." And that's commercial everything.
They wanted to pull a sample, or?
Well, he wanted to take his measurements before he got to the scale and okay. Before, you know. But the thing, it's hard to say how much it might have shrank or how much weight it may have lost in that time period. And, you know, that was coming from Hurricane Bank, and it sat for, I don't know, it was probably 6 days before that thing ever got put up on a scale. But
and in those days, you didn't weigh it on the boat. Like, there wasn't a scale on the boat. It was only a tape measure.
We did. I don't know why. I don't know if it was just, you know, lack of scale. That fish that they weighed, the one that's coming in here this morning, it looks like it was the top of the A-frame on the bait tank. You have a scale. It looks like it was barely off the deck.
That's crazy.
And I know Justin posted pictures of the two side by side, and they're built completely different. That Petrucci's fish in 2012 was built like a barrel. I mean, it's probably a few inches shorter, but the girth on it, the one that's coming in this morning, I mean, it's just ridiculous to think there's yellowfin that big swimming around. And they've probably been swimming around all these years, and you know, the days of, you know, three backup rods and a skiff going in the water are pretty much gone. It's just, you know, I think it looked like it was caught on a Makaira 20. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk to Jess. I don't have any real firsthand information about that, but that's probably all it took.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, it's amazing.
Just, those bigger ones just don't pull as hard?
It's just different, the technology.
Oh, so Spectra.
Yeah, you know, we used to use Spectra when I first started working on Excel. It was, I think, 98 or somewhere in there, 98, 99. And Spectra was a backup. It was like, you know, a little bit of backing on the reel. Usually you didn't see it, and if you did, it was, you know, at night, guys would bring the reels up to the tackle room on the XL, and we'd strip all that mono off and fill it up every single night. Now it's, you know, 95-98% Spectra with the top shot on it.
Crazy.
A lot more line than, you know.
So what if they weigh this one at the scales, which they probably should. They should probably stick with what they got on the boat.
Just take it home and cut it.
What do you think?
What
do you think it would weigh?
I don't know.
It weighed in on the boat at 448.
It's a 400-pound fish. If it's not, there's, I think Jason Fleck took most of the pictures. There's some really cool video, and that thing is just ridiculously large.
It's so big.
It makes the 405 that came off the Vagabond years ago look small. So that gives you an idea.
you were talking about, too, how this fish was, you know, the original, the first 400-pounder they got, which is so weird to say, the 445 was shorter, rounder, and this one looks taller. It's crazy when the fish get that big how much weight changes just on inches. And the reason I say that is that in the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, we have the Kurt Weisenhutter fish from years ago, the first, you know, record that stood forever, that is 388 pounds. And then we have that Vagabond fish hanging on the wall also that's 405 pounds. The 388 fish is an inch and a half, it's 3 inches longer than the other one. So it's the lighter fish is 3 inches longer, but the 405 is an inch and a half bigger around. And it weighs almost, that's almost 30 pounds. You know what I mean? Like, how is, like, you take an inch and a half all the way around that fish, and it's 30 pounds of difference. Well, like, it's crazy.
You know, that's one of the things that you see crew members are like, oh, 70-inch fish is 200 pounds. So, you know, it doesn't matter how long it is. You see some of those fish come on the boat, and they're anorexic look, and it doesn't, yes, it's going to be one of those, length doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It does.
It's how fat it is.
An extra half inch or inch in girth is everything. I mean, that's just the way that they tape out. But it's, you think about it, and Kurt Weisenhunter's fish from, you know, years ago was probably 400 pounds. It started life as, you know, it. A lot of these fish, if they would have been taken in and weighed that day, they're 400-pound fish. I mean, for a fish that big to lose, you know, 12 pounds or.
Yeah.
It's not much.
Yeah. 5%.
Yeah, that's 5%. An easy loss. And,
yeah.
And back then, you're talking about going in a brine and being frozen, and salt does dry things out.
Sure. I mean,
it's just the way it is. If that thing sat in the fish hold for a week, it's going to lose some weight.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's exciting.
Well, really, super exciting.
We'll get a read. If they put it up on the scales, we'll get a read, hopefully during the show here. And report right back to it.
Yeah, Carl's standing by.
Carl's on it.
He's going to text us as soon as we get the word.
All right, cool.
We hope for better results with this than we did the Tyson fight last night.
I stayed up for that.
But the fight before that. Come on.
Wild.
Those two ladies.
Wild.
Oh, my God.
That was wild.
That was the highlight.
Yeah. That was a legit fight.
That was legit.
I can't believe towards the end that it was still going on. I'm like, both those women would be very terrifying to get
in front of.
Can you imagine?
That was wild.
Although the decision was bad.
Yes,
you know,
yes it was.
I felt the decision from the girls' fight is about how I felt after watching the Tyson fight. He's old. If it didn't happen in the first two rounds, it probably wasn't going to happen.
No.
And, you know,
so what, he's 58 or
58.
Yeah, something like that?
Yeah. The difference between like a 28-year-old Tyson and a 58-year-old Tyson.
He must have run out of money or something like that. It's like, hey, I need some more money.
Ran out of breath.
Let's put something going on. Let's put something up here.
$20 million sounds pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Side money.
Well, yeah, I'd get beat up for that shit. So
yeah. Well, let's talk about the tribute.
Yeah, buddy.
How about that, man? And
what a
just
year.
Had an unbelievable year, huh?
You guys
crushed it.
We, one way or another, I know November's kind of winding down. We did have a trip scheduled for this weekend, but the weather is, we love our fall weather.
It was blowing yesterday.
We love our fall weather, but right now is winter weather.
Yeah.
So we do have another trip next weekend, really hoping to get it out. And no matter what, we're running a trip in December because We started fishing in January. We did a Colonnette trip. We started fishing bluefin in February. We had bluefin and yellowfin in March. And we ran every single month of the year. And even if it's taking friends out, we're going fishing in December. So just to say that we knocked it out. But, you know, the tuna fishing, that big great yellowfin that moved up from the ridge, which was barely a day and a half range. That was awesome. We had a couple of trips on those things, and it's funny because we did I called in not too long ago. There was some up and down fishing. I ran the boat. We ended up going to Tanner just because that yellowfin had slowed down, and there wasn't really anybody out west out of Tanner, but we knew there was fish out there. So we had two guys walk off the boat before our trip. We had a guy that, as soon as he found out we were going west, he said, I'm not fishing yellowfin or bluefin. He goes, my wife only let me go fishing if I was going to bring home yellowfin.
Huh.
And I was thinking, like, your wife would have no idea once it's on the table, what it is.
Yeah.
And then another guy, he goes, I don't want to fish for bluefin. And we knocked the crud out of him. And we had limits of yellowfin.
Like, hey,
Yeah, limits of bluefin by 11 o'clock in the morning.
And wow. It was
literally the same size fish, 40 to 70-pound fish.
Really?
Some of those yellowfin are bigger. Some of the bluefin are bigger.
Wow.
But
obviously the right call.
Yeah, and, you know, the guy goes, well, I can keep five yellowfin. I said, you'd be stoked to get on a boat, go down there and fish for a day, and catch more than two.
No right. doubt.
So
no doubt.
It's really not much of a difference. But it's
plus you're not running a what is was that like 140, 150?
It was like
miles?
150 miles at the time,
yeah.
And it wasn't even that. Some of it started to get a little ridiculous. Guys on day and a half trips were down 180 miles. Like it's just. You get down there, you don't even get a fish till dark. You get down there after. I mean, so the funny thing is, if you had been fishing yellowfin throughout the last several years, people would be like, well, there's a chance of bluefin. Where? Let's go do it.
Yeah.
But these are great fish. I mean, they're nice grade, and for whatever reason, I'm not sure about the yellowfin, but the bluefin seem to just get a little bit fattier this time of year.
Yes.
We've talked about this
Delicious.
Over the years. And
is it still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys that were out last week. And, the last trip we did was last weekend, and I think we had seven bluefin and a bunch of other stuff to go with it, which is really nice about fishing the bank this time of year. There was a bunch of whitefish, sheephead, and then you get a fish outside of 300 feet of water. So some of the big reds and stuff. We did also did a charity event Friday. Last Friday, for the Warriors Foundation, we went out and fished rock cod. And I'm not going to lie, I basically followed Brian on the new Seaport.
That's smart move.
We left the harbor, and, yeah, that boat's fast. He's doing 13 knots, and we're doing our 12 and a half knots behind it. He goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm literally following you. This is your world. This is your realm. I, you know, grew up fishing rock cod. I'm from Ventura. But we got to go out and catch a bunch of chilies, Mexican rockfish, and, you know, there's some reds and stuff.
Good
and
fishing.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was funny, though, talking to John Yamati.
And this
afterwards.
Was like a half day on your boat?
It was just a long half day trip.
Half day.
But it was supposed to leave a little bit earlier. I think we got off the dock at like 8:30 and we were back at 2. And
you were taking Wounded Warriors out?
It was a Warriors Foundation.
Warriors
a lot
Foundation.
Of guys. Yeah, just a charity event. And a bunch of great people on the boat. I think we ended up with 183 rockfish, most of them being chilies. And it was the same thing. Like John Yamati was saying, well, a couple of the guys, you know, there's a couple other boats from here. The Pacific Dawn, the Tomahawk did it, the San Diego, the New Seaforth, us, and the Sea Watch. And John goes, how'd you like it? I'm like, I had a blast. Like, I'd go do that for fun. I want to go back. He goes, yeah, he goes, some of the other guys were saying, you know, they don't know how these half-day boats do it. And I was like, I had a great time. It was, we had 34 guys on the boat, and I had just, you know,
everybody's catching fish.
Started getting doubles on the chilies. The weather was great. I could literally do that every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so
how
cool.
Deep of water were you fishing?
It was deep.
Like really deep.
Like
well, you have to. You have to be over, what, 300 right
yeah,
now?
We were a lot deeper than that.
Yeah,
we're,
but if you're talking about getting
like
doubles on chilies and Mexican rockfish,
yeah,
you were
100
deep.
To 115 fathoms. And
holy
I think
mackerel.
At one point,
that's a lot of reeling.
At one point, Brian said they're in 130 fathoms, and we had the weather for it. You know, it was 16 ounces, had no problem getting to the bottom. And taking a bunch of people that had never fished before and trying to explain, like, okay, you're getting bit right now, you know. Or, you know, you hit the bottom and you wind up 15 or 20 turns to get right in that column where the chilies and the, you know, bankies and stuff are. And but it's there's nothing better eating.
Oh,
I mean,
no doubt.
People love their, you know, love tuna, and I think it's great, but at the end of the day, taking a bag of chilies home is it's as versatile, you know, versatile as it gets, and
awesome.
I just, they don't get any better.
So good.
So good. Yeah, I went rock fishing on my boat on Wednesday, and my wife Lolly cooked a whole red. There's nothing better than that.
I'm sorry.
When
good.
You cook it whole, it's so
it's
easy,
different.
And it just, the flavor
bake,
is
bake
just
it
insane.
Or
yeah,
it?
Just bake it. Put a cover on it, put it in a pan, put a cover on it, bake it for 25.
It minutes. Makes a great centerpiece
it's
for, like,
awesome.
Thanksgiving, too.
And
totally.
It's easy.
It's
yeah.
been years, but when I worked on the Pacific Eagle up in Port Hueneme, we did Thanksgiving with a group of friends, and at the time it was a I think it was a baked cow cod, but it was about a 25 pounder, and that was instead of turkey, it was a big old cow cod on the table. And
nice.
I'm not gonna lie, cows are pretty good.
Cows are pretty good. Yeah, it's forbidden fruit, right?
Yeah, deep fried cow cods, you know, whole.
Sounds pretty good.
We'll just call them reds now. You can do the same thing with the reds.
With the red,
yeah. We won't even touch the cow cod base.
No. So what's in it for the tribute guy now? As we head into December, can you believe Thanksgiving's like a week and a half away?
That's crazy.
That caught me off guard. Talking to my wife about it, and she goes, "What are we doing?" I was like, "Well, we got plenty of time." And I'm like, "Wait, we need to start figuring this out." And I think I'm gonna go up to Camarillo and spend it with friends and family. But yeah, like Thanksgiving is right there,
right here.
We're still online. We still have trips up. Like you said, this weather, we'll take the rain, obviously, but this isn't how our fall weather was last year. Last year, it was like the trip we just talked about. It was glassy, and I'm sure we'll still see some of that. And
we've had plenty of that here.
That bluefin, you know, it's funny because we have a group WhatsApp chat with a bunch of boats in our co-group, and yeah, they were talking about it about a month ago. Oh, man, it's over. Bluefin are gone. The water's cooling down. I said, you know, we were catching them in February, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They didn't. I don't think they're going anywhere, right?
No.
It's become the new norm.
Yeah.
And
they reside here.
Like we were talking about earlier, the fact that people are complaining about, well, I only get to keep two bluefin in November. You're spoiled.
Yeah,
you're
spoiled.
You have,
and like you said, this time of the year, that stuff gets so fatty and delicious.
It seems to settle in, and it does just seem to get better tasting.
Yeah, just eat squid or whatever. It's
when we first started talking about this, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago about wintertime, you know, bluefin, we didn't know. We just assumed that they tasted better just because of the relevance of being caught at that time of year. But I do think they get better, and in, you know, a time of year where most boats used to sit at the dock. I mean, overnight boats used to fish 4 or 5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can get on a boat right now, whether it's a weekend or not, go out, catch, you know, chance of catching a couple of nice bluefin and a bunch of rockfish, like, and if that isn't good enough for you, then you're going to be really bummed out if things get back to normal.
Yeah, if the cycle ever reverts back to what it was,
sure.
This is pretty special times.
Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Mike Pritchard.
You're not kidding, man. Yeah, going to be a very good time this morning. So much great stuff to cover. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. The such a popular way. Already great text rolling through. I've already got the first one ready for Mike. If you want to send a text to the show this morning, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, you should just download it. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to catch all the archive shows if you like to listen on your drive home from work. And it's the only way that you can send in your text messages today to Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. And make sure that you include your name and phone number when you send your text message in case you're the winner of a big prize. And man, do we have a special prize for you today, and we're going to be talking about that.
Mike's come in. Mike, you're going to give away a trip today.
Yes, we are. We're going to give away a day and a half trip, which will be good for the rest of this season as well as next year. So,
as we were talking about it earlier,
if you win, please try to honor it somewhere at least within the realm of the dates. You know, we were talking about that earlier. Guys calling up.
By next June or something.
I want a trip from 4 years ago. Is it still getting to me? It's like,
no.
Don't make me say no.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at honoring anything, but still, like.
But if you win, let's go fishing.
Yeah.
So now's the time. A day and a half on the Tribute.
How cool is that?
Wow, very kind.
One lucky caller, again, or texter, is going to win that. A day and a half going fishing on the Tribute at a Seaforth. And again, give us a phone call, 213-432-1090, or send in your text to the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to pull one potential winner from each column, the callers or the texters. Then at the end of the show, Captain Mike's going to flip the prize coin and determine whether the winner goes to the caller side or the texter side. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, hearing about that giant tuna from the XL, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone Island has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. Captain Mike from the Tribune in here this morning talking all kinds of great fishing today. It's going to be a great day. Busy, busy morning. Phone's already packed up. We got great text messages rolling through. And
yeah. If you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live, I still have the outside shot. You can see the XL kind of center background there. They look like they're unloading fish over at Point Loma Sport Fishing because they probably have a pretty big load.
Well, that was the plan. I know the plan of the morning was boat at their slip to unload all the passengers. Then slide over to the Point Loma dock, which is where they traditionally unload right. all their fish. And then I think they're going to wheel the fish down to Fisherman's Landing to hoist it up on the scale at the landing. Yeah,
yeah, and of course the Royal Star you can see in the background. Or maybe he's already at the fuel dock. And then the American Angler went. They all unloaded already, and they all have had great catches from the lower banks. Is this going to be the season of the lower banks this year, Mike?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. So I should follow it better, but I think they're getting in from a 10-day, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
So,
and the RP gets in, is it tomorrow from a 10-day? I know it's the Harold Davis, Mike
Yeah,
Lum
I don't know when,
trip,
they, I don't know when they the killed RP it. Gets in. Yeah. They had a great trip. This Merit 10-day that they're on right now has just been one of those trips that just, it's a great time of year. I mean, it has been a really good trip for a lot of years.
Yeah. We went through some of that when I was on there as well. When the fish started biting down on the lower banks and you leave on a 10-day, and we did have anglers get mad that we were big tuna fishing. And I think that was, oh man, what was that, 2005, I think? When it first really bit on the lower banks, it was around the same time that the Vagabond got their 400-pounder down there. It might have been, there was a few year period where on 10-day trips we started going down there and we were catching cows, and it was great. I just remember, I think I was running the cat special at the time, and I had a couple of, it was winter. Back then we didn't fish during the winter, so I went and filled in on a few trips on the XL, and it was funny just because I think Sean at the time, Sean Stewart was running the boat, and he goes, well, what do you want to do? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, ran the boat, and the Excel was the first boat I ever ran. I did spent time as an engineer on there, and he goes, "Well, what position do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to be galley assistant."
Ha!
He goes,
"What?"
He goes, "Wait, you want to be galley assistant?" I said, "Yeah, I want to be galley assistant." The whole process, I think Jason was cooking at the time, and I said, you know what, I got to do this. I got to go out and hook and hand a couple of fish. And I just remember sitting there doing dishes, looking out the window and watching 200-pounders do somersaults out the galley window. And I'm like, and that was when that stuff started biting, and we had passengers that did not want to do it. We had guys sit down and not fish, like. Hate to say it, throw a temper tantrum. Say, this isn't why we do 10 days.
Yeah.
We do 10 days because we want wahoo.
That's
we want yellowtail.
Trip.
We want pargo. We want, you know, grouper. We want a chance at all this stuff. And a lot of these guys didn't have heavy gear. They, you know, and this is.
But you know what the crazy thing is the trip's going on right now. Like, I know I've been following the RP trip because, and I had lunch with Frank the other day and he filled us in. They had it all,
yeah.
Right? They had big fish. They had wahoo. They had yellowtail. They had that 40 to 80 pound yellowfin wide open.
They had bluefin.
Bluefin. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what's wild. There's big, there, you know, there's
yeah.
big bluefin that are, you know, the upper end of the lower.
Talk,
you know,
about variety.
Yeah,
there's
right? cool trips that are happening right
well,
now.
Well, and that's the thing. Somebody was asking the other day, you know, what's the difference between a 7 and 8 day trip? And it's like, well, in most cases, 8 days give you another day in the area. And somebody goes, well, if you're going to do that, why not do a 10-day trip? And I'm like, well, if you're, yeah, but where do you stop? But on a 10-day trip to be able to go down and catch cows, to catch super cows and super duper cows, whatever we want to call them, between that and, you know.
You can't really do that on an 8-day, right?
I think there's been a few guys that have done it, but you don't want to do that. But it's still
But that's the difference.
If you're doing that, you're getting wahoo mixed in with it, and just everything else. I mean, this thing, you know, we were talking about guys getting spoiled. That's just, how do you get off a trip like that and follow it up again?
Yeah,
and that
sure.
big fish on the lower banks, obviously not always. Like Mike's talking about that 2005 and 2006, those legendary years when it was crazy good numbers fishing was the anomaly. More often than not, big fish fishing on the lower banks is like a game of really putting your time in. It's trophy hunting. You know, it's fish all day for a bite, but most of the bites are really big ones. But
right.
it's not wide open picking through fish all day long. You know, like, you could be at Clarion and, you know, try to catch, you know, and hope to catch a 250-pounder, but you're probably going to be busy catching, you know, 70 to 125-pounders the whole time you're doing it. At lower banks, it's very common to fish all day and not get one.
Yeah.
But if you do, it's the right one.
Usually a big one. And, yeah, a lot of those Clarion trips back then, yeah, if you came in with a 200-pounder, if you got a handful of 200-pounders, like, it was a success.
Big deal, totally.
And it's funny with that 2005-2006 era where guys started, you know, all the boats were going down fishing the lower banks and just having ridiculous catches. I remember getting, and I think I was running the cat special at the time, walking up the dock, and somebody had left a cart of cows up here.
Left a cart.
Forgot it. Yeah, well, they didn't need it. And they're like, well, I don't really want it. I said, there's, you know, 3 or 4 200-pounders in a dock cart. Like, it got to a point where it was extremely good, and everybody started buying nothing but big tackle. And this is great for the tackle industry. Like, the amount of big reels and the technology, and everybody needed something where you could fly line a sardine and land a 300-pounder.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a weird, you know, ordeal once this kind of fades away and all these guys are going to have all this giant gear. Well, guess what? They started using them for local bluefin.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, hey, let's go live down to the lower banks, the East Cape lower banks.
You got it. And we're going to find out what's going on because we got Chris standing by with our Baja Repote from Smokey's Curing and Company in Cantina. And that's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They're having their annual After Thanksgiving Halibut Classic Tournament. It's Saturday, November the 30th, limited to just 40 teams. Register online now at danalanding.com. Also, you can check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the launch ramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. That's on Broadway, Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info on both. And that is an awesome tournament. I fished that after the Thanksgiving Halibut Classic before. Really well-run tournament. Lots of fun, lots of prizes.
And it fills
really
up,
cool
so
you
better register soon.
100%, yeah, an easy, fun day. Hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on. Our amigo Chris is standing by. Buenos dias, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, Captain Mike, buenos dias.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, buddy. What's happening in the East Cape?
Oh, man, I'm sitting out here in my patio at Lay Narrow having some coffee. It's a beautiful day. No wind. The wind's died down. You know, it gets pretty windy down here this time of year, but it's a beautiful day. The fishing's been, you know, pretty good. We're winding down the season down here, but, you know, I'll tell you, we've had a pretty darn good week of wahoo fishing, Dorado, lots of striped marlin sailfish. Starting with the Dorado, mainly up towards the north, off Pescadero all the way to Boca de Alamo at the various shark buoys. People have been having some pretty good luck catching Dorado out there. Sardinas, Ballyhoo, Hoochies. We had some Let's Talk Hookup listeners down this past week. Dan Melnick and his buddies went fishing a few days. We're hanging out at Smokies a lot, giving me reports. They actually had a triple wahoo hookup right out there a couple miles off Lowry Bear, if you could believe that.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, that's a freaking day right
Take
there.
That,
so,
right?
Oh, yeah. So they had, so the wahoo have been pretty close in between La Ribera and on down to the lighthouse at Punta Reina, but mainly right there at Cerritos, which is between Punta Colorado and La Ribera. And some wahoo down where we fished, Pedro, off El Limon and El Farrito. But you don't need to go that far. They're pretty close in. And, of course, lots of still, you know, it seems like it's year-round, but striped marlin and sailfish everywhere. And the blue marlin bite pretty much fell off, but no surprise there. And then the tuna bite was pretty slow this week. I think over the last couple days, they found a school maybe 30 miles off lighthouse at Punta Reina and down to off Frilays, but really not landing many. So, but, you know, that could change today. It could change today, but we pretty much are fishing around the wind these days, as you know, because it's world-class kiteboarding season now starting. But we fished around the wind, man. And you know, you could still, like, Vaquera fished over the last, fished on Wednesday and Friday. Wednesday was pretty windy. But, I mean, they caught wahoo and Dorado, a wahoo and some Dorado, even in the wind. But it's just a matter of, you know, your comfort level. So, anyway, we're still chugging along down here, you know, but as you know, we're winding down. But it's
well,
been pretty good,
man. Well, and I'm sure the action is heating up at the Smokies, right?
Oh, man, I tell you what, the tequila is flowing like milk and honey, especially last night, even though that was a crappy fight. But, yeah, the chick fight was good.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Of course, Smokies is hopping right now. We did a rib night last night. It's busy every single day, and especially, you know, Saturdays and Sundays with football. But yeah, it's the town's really filling up, so
that's
we're looking forward to that.
We're going
to
reminisce about the East Cape tomorrow because we have John Ireland from Rancho Leonero coming in to talk about his former hotel there and resort and talk about the old days, right?
Speaking of I'm gonna call in and have a little, just reminisce with him a little bit.
Sure.
He asked him to do that as well as you, but yeah, that's going to be a great show. Great show, and as well as today.
7 to 9 a.m. So, hey, Chris.
By the way, you guys are making me hungry talking about all those chilies and the bluefin and Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah.
We smoked them for 8 hours with cherry and hickory wood, and I mean, the bone, you just pull the bone right out. There's no meat.
Making me hungry.
Oh, God. They're so good.
Chris, if somebody wants to come down, fish on Vaquera, how do we find you?
Hey, get a hold of me at vaquerasportfishing.com. That's V-A-Q-U-E-R-A. Or you can email me at bajasmokedog2g@gmail.com. And we've got trips coming up. We're still booking trips. So, yeah.
All right, hopefully you're going to still call us and give us the report.
Well, I sure will. If there's anything to report on, you can bet I will call you.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Chris.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot for the call.
Take care, guys.
Phones are super packed up, and same with the text. And we're going to start it off with a text this morning. It says, good morning, guys. Great show. I absolutely love fishing with Captain Mike, and I have a question. Mike, what is your preference, since you guys had such a good year on both, if you had the opportunity fishing bluefin or fishing yellowfin? Also, which do you prefer more on the table?
Honestly, I think if it's well taken care of, it's almost impossible to. I think you get guys that'll go one way or another. It's like the classic, which one pulls harder.
Well,
it depends on how they're acting. But a lot of people were talking about once we start catching these big bluefin, guys are like, oh man, nothing pulls like that. And it's like, well, have you ever caught a 200-pound yellowfin? There's no way to go wrong with the way we take care of these fish now. Some people prefer one or the other. I think the fact that we've seen bluefin for the last year, almost every single month, the relevance or the excitement of fishing that yellowfin, it was, like I said, if we had been catching yellowfin all year and we had a chance to go catch bluefin, it would be the exact opposite.
Right.
The guys would be like,
you want what you can't
chomping
have,
at
like,
the, well, that, right. That's exactly
well, it was
it.
Like on the Royal Polaris. It was like they had bluefin and yellowfin. It was like everybody wanted to catch a bluefin, but they had wide open yellowfin, right?
Well, exactly.
That's the thing.
It's like when you have squid for bait and everybody's, well, where's the sardine, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
it's the old Ginger Marianne issue.
So what's
quality
better?
Problems.
What's
no
better choice?
Bluefin in your eyes. Everybody has personal preference. What's bluefin or yellowfin?
I think from a sashimi standpoint, I like bluefin better.
Uh-huh.
And from a seared standpoint, I like yellowfin better.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this is going back
But again, properly taken care of.
That's
the key.
There was fish coming off. I remember a while back, I was off the XL and I was running one of the boats down here. And Randy was on the Royal Star. He goes, hey, man, you want a piece of yellowfin? And he handed me this package. And I was like, it was the most beautiful chunk of fish ever. But this is back when, we first started the RSW. The fish would come on the boat. They'd be spiked. They'd be gill and gutted, bled. And
you see me the whole thing.
Yeah. You could take anything and not take care of it. But I love seeing that yellowfin. I got excited about it. I mean, they kick the crud out of everybody on the boat. But there's really no wrong choice.
It's not. What about you? What do you like?
I can distinctly remember my two favorite pieces of tuna, and they're both from one and the other. One was a piece of Guadalupe yellowfin, and there was something about the fish from that place that was whether it's because of the amount of food, and they just sit there and eat all day, and it was unreal. And the other was just like the most lucky timing, going to my truck after work, and Ted Dunn had taken, it was right around Christmas time, and Ted had taken one of the bluefins from the pens and taken it to the processor as Christmas gifts. And he was giving Christmas gifts to all of his buds.
I need to try one of those.
And I happened to like be walking to my truck at the same time as Ted. He goes, hey, you want a chunk of this? And I, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And those
two.
It's
so fatty.
And how do you say
it? That's different than the wild fish because it's so full of fat.
I watched videos.
It was so good.
Of them cutting those fish, those pin cut fish. And I'm like, I've cut thousands and thousands of fish. I'm like, I've never seen a tuna look like that.
I
definitely need to try.
Well, they just sit there and eat. Swim in circles and eat. They don't really have to do anything.
And that Guadalupe fish isn't much farther off of that, too.
There
was so much fish
too.
In the fall that they just hang out at the island and eat all day.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with how much they're moving. If they're settled in and they're just mowing down red crabs or squid, they definitely seem to get a little fattier, a little more flavorful. But there's not a bad choice.
I would say the
best one is the one that's not available at the time.
Right. There you go. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got that right, man. How about we start it off this morning with Tom? He's calling us from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, fun show. Hey, I want to let you guys know I bought some Costas. It was easy to pick the frames because I got the tuna alleys, but it was kind of hard to pick the lenses, but I ended up with copper silver mirror, and I'm super stoked on them. I wear them all the time.
Good choice.
Both good choices. Yeah, right. Tuna alley's a great one. Copper silver mirror. Great. Glad you enjoy them.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering, how many gas does it take to get a 400-pound fish over the rail? Or how do they do it?
You figure usually about 100 pounds of gas about where you want to max it out. I mean, there's times where you see night bites and you see, a couple of beefier crew members put over a 250 or 260. You don't want to do it, but you get to a point, you get one of those bigger fish, you get the first couple of shots, and I'm sure whoever put the first gaff in that thing is just... You know how big it is. You know that what's at stake with them. Pat Cavanaugh got his 300-pound swordfish years ago, which was claimed by Dennis Braid. Whatever happened.
That's a good story.
I had a chance to be the first one to stick it, and it would have been a dig. And it was just funny because I didn't take the shot, and Pat looked over at me, and he goes, "You of all people that stick that?" I go, I didn't want to be the one that lost it. It turned into another hour and 45 minutes after that. And that 300-pound swordfish had like 8 gaffs in it or something.
Oh, my.
But you look at, there was a, Max was running a trip on the Pacifica earlier, and they got like a 400 to 500-pound swordfish. And that's the same thing. You're wondering, like, well, you don't have that many crew members. Like, but a big fish like that, you figure if you could spread it out about 100 pounds, 120 pounds is a lot, usually per crew member.
You've gaffed a million of them. You've been in every scenario, tired angler, fresh angler, all of those things. But when something like that is on the line, and I'm not necessarily saying a 400-pounder, but an obvious super mega trophy, do you get nervous still, even though you've done it a million times? Like,
you have to.
Yeah. I mean, even Mike, you know, ice running through your veins when that fish is circling and it's your, you know, you're the lead guy to take the first shot. Do the nerves still get you a little bit?
The first fish, the first gaff I ever had ripped out of my hands were at Clarion, and Pat Cavanaugh was running the Excel. He's on the upper deck, and me and this guy, Kevin, were getting ready to stick this fish. It was like a 180-pounder, and it kept doing wide circles, and I look over, I go, "You ready?" And he goes, "Yeah." Well, I hit it and he missed. The thing did a somersault, dug down. I went from the starboard corner to halfway across the stern, which on the Excel is a long way.
Yeah.
And it used to be if you didn't hang on to if you weren't bleeding, you didn't try hard enough.
Yeah.
And Pat's up there doing the kites. He goes, "You better be bleeding." I go, I'm naked. My shorts were in the corner. It literally drug me across the rail, ripped my shorts off, and my elbows are bleeding. Thankfully, we ended up getting the fish, but you get those fish, especially these nighttime bluefin, you get a big one coming up like that, and a lot of times there's only one or two crew members,
sure.
Or if you have other fish of color, you're like, you're watching this thing, and it's swimming upright, it's brown backing, and it's not tired. It just doesn't know what's going on, and it's terrifying. Anybody who says otherwise hasn't gaffed enough of them. But
yeah,
you get one of those things where you're getting ready to stick a 200-pounder that is not tired at all. And if that thing decides to swim, it's gonna be an event.
Oh, that's an honest answer right there. I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with Catch Report, checking in on that big fish status, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The fish are biting, and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Lane. Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We're talking about big fish. There's only one reel to talk about. That's the Shimano Talica.
No doubt about that, man. It's the perfect reel for the type of fishing that we do.
The pinnacle.
Southern California, whether it be live bait fishing with that killer free spool, whether it be jig fishing, appropriate gear ratios. I love that on that brand new Talica 20A and 25A, they changed things around even for the better. They took a perfect reel, made it better by changing the handle, dropping the lower low gear ratio.
Low is the low gear now?
It's a couple of turns, I think it's another half a turn lower and low. Oh, absolutely it does. They just nailed it. I love the reels. They did a perfect job.
So now in the new series, you can get the 12, the 16, the 20, and the 25, but there's nothing wrong with the 10, the 8, or the 50, right? The 50 is a beast.
The 10 is my favorite reel of the whole lineup. It's what I fish the most. I love them, no doubt about it.
So check it out. The Talica reel line at your local Shimano dealer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Mike talking tribute and all that great fishing this year and still great fishing to come. I mean, like Mike said, that there's a little bit of weather that came through now, but if this little system moves through and we back off and get used to having our late fall, sunny, flat, calm conditions, no one is going to be surprised to see the tribute roll out to the bank, put the anchor down, and have great fishing on bluefin. Like, it will will not be a surprise to watch this tuna fishing continue.
Yeah, I went hiking at the Cabrillo National Monument yesterday morning, and it was blowing. That was good, solid 15-20.
Yeah, I was down on the boat
a lot of white
yesterday.
Caps.
It was definitely pinned up against the dock.
Yeah, for sure. But one of the coolest things they had out there yesterday, they had a little kind of open house where the lighthouse was open.
Oh, cool.
And then they had one of the bunkers open. I've walked by this bunker probably 200 times, right, because I hike out there a lot. But it's never been open. And they had it open. A couple of guys manned it in there. I had no idea how big those bunkers are. It was one of those things where they used to watch the boats come in from World War II, and there's two levels. They had eight guys stationed in those bunkers, and four on at a time. They don't open it very often. You got to kind of find out when they're going to open, but they had it open for the day yesterday. It was pretty cool, and to see the condition it was still in, it was in perfect condition.
Well, that's awesome. I need to check that out. That'd be neat. The fact that hillside was made for war.
Seriously. And there's a lot of those hidden bunkers around up there that you just walk around and it's like, oh, that was a bunker.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But it's like the cell service and even radar service, old GPS service. A lot of times you get outside of Point Loma, and this goes back 25 years ago, probably longer. That's about how long I've been in down here. Well, almost 30 years, but all of a sudden your GPS goes, you know, bonkers, your cell service, and I don't know what's going on that point, but they still have plenty
of
coverage.
There's something going on out there, and stuff that the eyes can't see. Right? There's a lot of stuff going on. I have a great text here from Dave in Anaheim. I love going on an early season Colonet trip when there's nothing to fish for in the local waters. Are you planning any trips for 2025?
Yes, I actually talked to the landing the other day, talking to Jeff Yamati, and there has been some requests. It's hard to. I've had so many groups this year, and if you want to charter us, please get a hold of me. We'll get some information up. But the year doesn't end like it used to.
Yeah.
So, you know, the landing's going, hey, what about Colonet trips? We have guys calling, and I'm like, God, it's already that time of year. So yes, we are going to throw up some Colonet trips through January and February. Love doing them for years. Phenomenal lingcod fishing at times, yellowtail. So we will be putting some of them up. But I don't even know how many new charters we picked up. But guys are going, hey, so I need information for next year. And I'm like, I'm not ready yet.
Sorry. You're still fishing.
Yeah, we're still
catching
fishing.
Yellowfin,
we're still
bluefin, all kinds of stuff.
Taking care of, you know, right now. Hoping it looks like, and we're talking about weather earlier. Next weekend, I would imagine the trip's going to go. I mean, it's a ways out. It's hard to predict weather a week in advance, but it looks phenomenal. I was just showing Rick. It's like 3 knots and 3 foot or something at Cortez. So, we're going to be out there. We're going to be doing this throughout the rest of December, and we will throw some calling out trips up. I do need to. Well, I need to do it.
And it's hard when Shorty's running four-hour Colinet trips every day out of the landing, too. Like, cod fishing this year is pretty special.
Yeah, slightly different. I mean, just slightly different limits.
Of course.
Well, that's the thing. I went out there, and like I said, when I came back, I'm going to just go out and take the crew out and go catch some chilies to have them in the freezer. Like,
yeah.
But the Colinet trips do offer, you know, there's a chance of yellowtail, there's a chance of bluefin. We've had several trips on the way down and way back. Years ago, I remember being in here and talking about it. We had a guy catch a bluefin on a shrimp fly.
I remember that. Yeah.
So
and it was a big shrimp too. It was like a 50-pounder or something, right?
Yeah, guy dropping down for whatever reason. Tyler Fries was running the boat. They stopped on a spot of bluefin. The individual thought he was fishing rockfish, so he dropped down a 12-ounce weight to shrimp flies and hooked a bluefin on the way down.
How about that?
He fast-forwarded now, and it makes a whole lot more sense. You know, our hottest jig was a torpedo sinker the last 2 years.
Yeah. You know what?
Starts to make a lot more sense that he got it that way.
I don't know. I mean, the eddy bomb is awesome, and it does work great. It gets down like nothing else. But years ago when I was on the XL, Jason Fleck had two in a row, and I remember the first one, and we're down outside of Mag Bay. This is, you know, bluefin down the beach, and we gaff and put it on the boat, and I go, hey, your sinker slid down, and he goes, no, I was straightening my line out. I go, what do you mean? Because he had been fishing a chunk, and he went to straighten his line out with like a 6-ounce torpedo weight, and he got bit. So he dropped it down, literally pinning the sinker on the hook, just going through the ice, and he got another one. And
oh,
so,
my.
I think that's been happening for a long time.
Yeah.
It just somehow it got really cool, and
now
sinkers got really
now it's
expensive.
Got a name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's got a name and a fancy paint job.
Yeah.
And $20 worth of hooks hanging off of it.
Right. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
We got a very special, we got a birthday on the line. I want to wish a very happy birthday to a good buddy of mine, and that's Bob from Dana Point, Bob Wolfson.
The legendary Bob.
Had the happy opportunity birthday. To get to fish with Bob a bunch of times, and he is one of my most favorite people. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, 89 years old on the Shogun. And how many of you guys have had a 9-hour drift without the engine ever turning on? With
that's
fish
awesome.
Building right from the get-go, we had them, I'd say they averaged 65 to the jackpot was a 167 bluefin caught by Sophia, the wonderful charter master on this Shogun Rice Bowl trip. My biggest was 75. I mean, anytime you threw it in there, I'm using a Talica 20 and a beautiful seeker and a wonderful trip. And we caught all you could want. Anytime you threw it out there, you got a bite for 9 hours.
Oh, my. Bob, you're 89.
So
when have you ever heard of that one, you know? Huh?
Bob, are you really 89 today?
I was 89 on Thursday.
On Thursday, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 90. But you guys were talking about rockfish. How about, wide open on the link cod, 12.5 pounds. I'm telling you, I'm using the biggest flat fall Shimano, you know, those glow-in-the-dark ones with a big 8-0 owner Super Mutu, putting on the most wonderful bait, large sardines on this trip, beautiful grade. What a trip.
That's
and then we
so
worked
rad.
The
oh,
coastal
nice
area. It was a wonderful trip.
Great way to celebrate 89, huh? Your birthday. Well, happy birthday, Bob, and many, many more to you, and keep on fishing. Appreciate the call this morning.
Great report, man. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're also going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more with Captain Mike. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Let's Talk Cookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volts and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online. online at norsklithium.com. That's NORSKlithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Catine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.